It's Thursday, December 12, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. Twitter wants to be an open protocol, a very hackable smart lock, the harsh reality of some acquisitions, and how many consumers have the high-end devices. This is the business of tech. Twitter has announced plans to create an open and decentralized system for social networks in a series of tweets by CEO Jack Dorsey. The core idea is to create a protocol for social media exchange via an open standard. This would allow different social media providers to apply different review or content standards to offer their own unique value. The project is codenamed Blue Sky. So why do we care? This is an interesting idea, but perhaps 10 years too late. It's also years away from any actual implementation, so the impact is very far in the future, if it even happens. There is a history of wreckage in this area. OpenSocial, Jabber, and Mastodon have all given this a try, and none have taken off. And OpenSocial and Jabber both had Google behind them. This smells a lot more like trying to abdicate responsibility for a current problem. Instead of focusing on this project that won't help anytime soon, part-time CEO Jack should instead focus his attention on fixing his current problems. If you're not aware, Jack Dorsey is also the CEO of Square, where the bulk of his net worth comes from, and has additionally proposed living in Africa for several months next year. I think we would all love a job where we could only show up sometimes, and then when we want to, just work 9 hours off time zone from our headquarters whenever we feel like it. This story makes a lot of noise, but it doesn't really mean anything. Get back to work, Jack. This isn't a bad idea, but it's not impactful anytime soon. Here's a lesson on how not to do Internet of Things product development. Researchers at F-Secure have disclosed a vulnerability in the Kiwi Smart Lock that allows potential hackers to intercept network traffic between the mobile app and the smart lock, allowing for virtual theft of the user's keys to their home. Most notable, the firmware on the device does not allow for over-the-air updates. Thus, while the issue has been fixed with security patches, the only solution to affected devices is to physically replace the lock with a newer version. Why do we care? This gets the podcast's first WTF award. A company released a security device where the software cannot be updated. The stupidity is mind-blowing. If you're in any kind of software development of any kind, it should have gone without saying that a requirement is that the software be updatable, but clearly it cannot go without saying. Add a new item to your checklist as a developer, and add a new question to your list as a purchaser of any technology. Can this software be updated? A roundup of some moves in the ownership world. Acronis has purchased Five9, a company that produces Microsoft Hyper-V and Azure cloud management and security products. Acronis secured $147 million in funding in September and is expected to continue acquisitions. SolarWinds has acquired Vivid Cortex, a provider of SaaS-based database performance management software. The product can monitor cloud and on-premises databases. The Apollo Global Management buyout of Tech Data looks to go through, as no additional rival bidders have emerged during the go-shop period. And Fortinet has acquired Cyberresponse, a security orchestration, automation, and response platform provider. So why do we care? I'm actually not sure we do. Nothing here is particularly notable. As always with these transactions, no new value to customers or providers was created, and as ever, there will be months of integration work for the companies just to see financial value, much less any product or technical value. Congratulations to owners who made money in the transactions and the sale of their businesses. That's always an accomplishment to be celebrated. But for everybody else, wait until they actually do something other than roll up revenue on a financial balance sheet. Finally today, an NPD report states that fewer than 10% of U.S. smartphone buyers spend more than $1,000. The report also raises the concern that 5G phones will be unaffordable to most consumers at first, as most will cost more than that $1,000 number. Consumer awareness is high for 5G, however. Why do we care? Hype and reality are different. Tech usually looks at the flagship or most heavily promoted devices, but this reality tells us that most consumers are not using that technology. Even with the hype of 5G, this tells us that it's going to take longer to roll this out because of what devices consumers purchase. And it reminds us to baseline our expectations of what customers have. The likelihood of having that high-end device is low, less than 10%. The new episode of Killing It is out, and this week the guys talk about the demise of Kodak and what we can learn about innovation and direction. And are you ready for Industry 4.0 and Reality 4.0? What does it mean, and what are the next steps around VR, AR, and XR? And finally, is IoT cutting costs? Three topics, three hosts, and 30 minutes. Download the Killing It podcast on your favorite podcatcher. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. A reminder, links for everything cited here are in the show notes. I really do appreciate any reviews and sharing you can do to help me grow the audience, and look forward to seeing you tomorrow.